At a forum in South Baltimore last night, the Democrats vying to be the city's next mayor described their plans on how they would cut property taxes. WIPR's John Lee was there and joins us this morning. John, what sorts of plans did they put out?
Well, Nathan, as you might expect, all of them like the idea of lowering taxes, but the candidates basically fell into two camps, those who promised specific tax relief and others who said, not so fast, let's get a handle on the city's finances first. So let's start with Councilman Carl Stokes. He's promising to cut the city's property tax rate in half in 5 to 8 years.
It will spur development and investment in the city. It will spur new home ownership and new jobs by businesses being created and expanded. I absolutely will, in the first few months of my term, bring forward a plan to cut the property tax in half.
Right there with Stokes is Councilman Nick Bosby. He's pledging to cut property taxes for homeowners in the city by more than 15%. Mosby also says it currently isn't fair to compare Baltimore City's tax rate to nearby counties because the city property tax bill includes the cost of trash pickup. Mosby says most neighboring counties make that a separate fee, so it inflates the city's tax rate.
I call on the city to develop and itemize and pulling it out so we can really compare apples to apples and rates to rates.
Now, other candidates steered clear of making specific promises about cutting taxes. Black Lives Matter activist DeRay McKesson said an annual decrease in the property tax should be considered after reviewing the budget. McKesson also said people don't feel they're getting their money's worth out of their taxes.
One of the things that I've realized when I talk to so many people is that people feel like there's no investment on the property tax, that people are paying all this money and they aren't in safe neighborhoods, that the kids don't go to safe schools.
Attorney Elizabeth Embry said she would remain committed to Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's plan to reduce the property tax rate by 20 cents by 2020. The mayor so far has cut 14 cents. Embry says any further reduction would depend on seeing additional money coming in to pay for it.
Property tax is not the only issues discussed at last night's forum. What else did the candidates talk about?
Well, the forum was held at the National Federation of the Blind in South Baltimore, and so the question was asked how to reduce barriers for people with disabilities. WIPR's Maryland Morning host Tom Hall was the moderator, and he cited statistics that 1 in 5 Baltimore City residents has a disability, and that people with disabilities often face barriers to education and transportation and have a high unemployment rate. Former Mayor Sheila Dixon said she would have people with disabilities guiding her on how to deliver services.
We will have talented individuals who are part of the disabled population who are sensitive to the needs of what needs to happen, and that would be a part of my team, and that's going to be part of the guiding principle.
And businessman David Warnock pledged compliance on every level of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Warnock said the National Federation of the Blind talks about raising expectations for its clients. On the other hand, Warnock said the city suffers from a culture of low expectations across the board.
Baltimore's mayoral primary is April 26th. The registration deadline is a month from tomorrow on April 5th. John Lee is covering the mayoral race for WIPR. John, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Nathan.